In September, I preached on church vision. We looked at Acts chapter 2 about the church's birth. And we talked about what the early believers, what they devoted themselves to. You guys recall what the early Christians devoted themselves to? It's in Acts chapter 2. What verse? 42. All right. It says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. It's important that we continue devoting ourselves to these things as well. We are the disciples of Jesus Christ. We are still His church, amen? And it's important that we follow the same patterns that the early church did. What they valued, we must value. Prayer is foundational to our Christian faith. It's critical to our spiritual health and well-being. So never stop praying, church. We need to be a praying church all the time. It's kind of the engine that drives the church forward. Keep praying every day. Being in the Word, they devote themselves to the apostles' teaching. That's the Word of God. Meaning we need to be discipled in the Word of God. Teaching each other. Showing each other. Look, with excitement, saying, look what the Lord has shown me this week. And speak about the Scriptures to each other. And what the Holy Spirit is opening up in your life. And share it with each other. Iron sharpens iron, amen? So stay in the Word of God, devoting yourselves to the teaching in the Word. And then to fellowship. Fellowship. And this is what I want to talk about today. Embracing fellowship with God. The past couple of weeks, God's been really taking me on a journey with the biblical topic of fellowship. And often we connect fellowship only with each other, with other believers. But the Lord has been talking to me specifically about fellowship with Him. Fellowship with Jesus. You see, there's a difference with having relationship with God and having fellowship with God. And the Holy Spirit's been showing me that there's a distinction between having a relationship with God and engaging in deep, transformative fellowship with Him. In the original language of the Bible, there's two different words used as well for this. Fellowship is koinonia, and relationship is sosias. When we have relationship with someone, it means there's something that has connected you to that other person. Something that's united two people in that relationship. With a man and a woman, it can be marriage. That certificate of marriage has brought them into a relationship as husband and wife. It's similar with a father and their children. They brought into relationship through blood, through family, as father and son, or mother and daughter. And with God, it is the cross of Jesus Christ that has brought us into a unique relationship with God. And the Bible calls us to something more with God than just relationship. It's going beyond the door of relationship into fellowship. And I couldn't believe, this is so simple. After 20 years of being a Christian, when I rededicated my life to the Lord, this difference between relationship and fellowship, God's been just really opening my eyes to that. And it's so simple. You might be thinking, man, Pastor, we're in trouble if you don't have a fellowship with the Lord. Well, of course, I've had fellowship with the Lord, but I've just never understood the difference between relationship and fellowship. I saw it as one. But I think it just deepens our understanding when we separate the two, as we see in God's Word. In the early days of marriage, I learned this lesson the hard way. After Lisa and I were married, I had some difficulty moving from relationship to fellowship with her. Now that we were married, we lived in the same house. We were husband and wife. I had no more me time after, you know, dating her and seeing her out, having dinner and that stuff, and going home and doing my own thing then, right? And I tried to kind of live that single mentality still at home with my wife there. And boy, it did not work. I got in trouble. It wasn't good for our marriage, our relationship. It was not good. And now, as a husband and Lisa, my wife, I had entered into this intimate relationship of marriage with her. And our relationship now needed more fellowship, more devotion to fellowship with her to keep our marriage intimate, joyful, and enjoyable. While many people identify as believers, they lack true fellowship with the Lord, which requires intentionality and commitment, spending time with Him. You see, the gospel, the cross of Christ, brings us into relationship with God. But just like marriage, that relationship needs an intimacy, a fellowship. Too often we get so hung up on what we need to do for God, what God has called us to do, that we forget about the calling within the calling. The most important calling. And what calling am I talking about? It comes from Mark chapter 3, 13 to 15. It says, Jesus went up on a mountainside and called to Him those He wanted. And they came to Him. He appointed 12 that they might be with Him, and that He might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. Then Mark goes on to name the ones called that Jesus called, the 12 disciples, Peter, James, John, on and on, who we later come to know as the apostles. Notice what the calling was for all of them, that they might be with Him, to send them out to preach and to have authority over evil spirits. But notice the first calling, that they might be with Him. He called them to Him to be with Him. Not what they are called to do for Him, but to be with Him. Fellowship. And that's the first calling for me. That's the first calling for you, for all believers, all Christians. That's the first calling, is to be with Him. Fellowship. Not just relationship. That's what happens when we're born again into God's family. 1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We're called to be with Him. How awesome is that? And it's a joyful fellowship. In Genesis, we see Enoch walking with God for 300 years. And just as we walk side by side with friends, Enoch walked with God. And their fellowship was so profound that God took him away, highlighting the beauty of a life spent in communion with the Creator. And like Enoch, we should aspire to cultivate such closeness with our Creator, with our God, with our Lord, our Savior, knowing that deeper connection with God brings the utmost fulfillment and joy in our spiritual journey. 1 John chapter 1, verses 3 to 4 says, we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. and our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. To become a Christian, you need relationship, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You must be born again. But after we become born again, we have to have relationship through fellowship. And these verses emphasize the joy that comes from fellowship with God the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ, and also other believers. Apostle John writes about declaring the message of Christ so that believers can share in this joy. You see, fellowship with God, with Jesus Christ, results in wonderful joy, a lasting joy, a joy that the world cannot give, a joy that is only found in God. The emphasis is not just an awareness of God, but communion with Him, which creates a complete and lasting joy. And this powerful, transformative joy makes our relationship more than just a belief, but a shared life with God and others in Christ. And this is something that we as Christians eagerly desire to share with other people, right? To show them the joy of knowing God. There is so much joy in knowing God that we want to share that with other people. But to know the joy of God, you have to have fellowship with Him. Imagine a relationship without joy. What kind of relationship is that? What kind of friendship is it with someone else if there's no joy in that relationship? Not a good one. In order to have a joyful relationship, you must have fellowship. John 15, verses 4 to 5, Jesus says, "Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me." Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." Christ's teaching of abiding in Him illustrates to us that fellowship is required for us to stay connected to the true vine. Just as branches remain part of the vine for sustenance, believers must remain or must maintain a living, engaging fellowship with Christ to not dry up and wither and to bear fruit. Apart from Him, we cannot do anything for the glory of His kingdom. And to fulfill our second calling, to preach the gospel and make disciples, we must fulfill our first calling, which is to be with Him. Fellowship. Fellowship. There is a necessity of ongoing, active participation in a relationship with God through spiritual disciplines and presence. It's just the same as in our relationships with each other. If we just come here and have fellowship with God in the church and not outside these walls, what kind of relationship is that? Right? Read the Word, pray, worship, walk with God. And this also includes fellowship with each other. Unity through fellowship. The early church Christians, they gathered in homes, breaking bread together and sharing their experiences of faith. And this intimacy, it built community where they openly confessed their struggles, carried each other's burdens, and celebrated their victories. It's not just a social gathering. Church, the body of Christ, is so much more. It's a sacred fellowship that allows us to draw closer to God together. Their love and support for each other mirrored the very essence of God's character. And this reminds us today that true fellowship with God is often cultivated with our relationship with one another. We need to spend time together, be vulnerable and transparent with each other, and not just put on this front of being a perfect Christian. And in turn, we need to stop judging one another as well. Because we're all imperfect people. We all struggle. We all have our sins and burdens. And we shouldn't be walking isolated with these troubles, but loving one another as Christ loved us, being gracious to one another. Philippians 2, verses 1 to 2 says, Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Paul encourages believers to be the same of mind, of love, and spirit. And this passage teaches that fellowship with God naturally extends to unity within the body of Christ. The fellowship isn't secluded. It empowers and sends believers into better community relationships with one another, showing us both the vertical fellowship with God and horizontal relationship with people are vital. They're important. They're life-giving. When we fellowship with Christ, that same unity, comfort, love, spirit, tenderness, and compassion is present in the fellowship with other believers. That fellowship and relationship with Christ, it overflows into our fellowship with other believers. And this brings such purpose, joy, and peace, and security into our lives. So are we too busy to be with the Lord? Are we too busy to be together with the Lord? Imagine that. God wants to be with you. God wants to be with us. But we don't have time for him. That's not right. The disciples couldn't wait to be alone with Jesus after the crowds had dispersed. They couldn't wait to be alone with Jesus. Just them and him, talking, asking questions. Jesus giving them advice and counsel and teaching them of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. How awesome is it to be with the Lord? Fellowship with him. Revelation 3:20 says, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me." Guys, Christ is knocking. He is calling out to anyone who hears his voice to open the door and to have a deeper fellowship with him. This idea of coming in and eating with a person, it was one of the most intimate ways in the Jewish culture to have relationship, to be at table with each other. And that's what Jesus is saying. He wants to come into our lives and be in the most intimate relationship, fellowship with people. Jesus desires communion with you, standing at the door, knocking. Are you answering? It's a powerful metaphor for fellowship, an active, willing invitation into a deeper engagement with Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It goes beyond just a surface level relationship or acquaintance. In a world where superficial connections are common, God calls us to deepen our walk with Him. And we need to understand the importance of fellowship with Him. And then and only then can we find the strength and support and purpose in our spiritual lives, leading to a more fulfilling discipleship and outreach to others as well. Merely acknowledging God's existence is not enough. Meaningful communion with Him involves time spent with Him, prayer and intimacy, speaking to Him throughout the day, walking with Him. It contrasts the idea of a one-sided relationship with the richness of a two-way fellowship and the need for our vulnerability and openness with God. And Christ embodies that ultimate fellowship with humanity through His sacrifice. Jesus has established a new covenant that invites people into a status of relationship, but also into an active, loving communion with Him, fellowship. True fellowship with God is an active pursuit that transforms our relationship into a vibrant one of love and service. So I guess what I'm trying to say today is, guys, don't mistake relationship for fellowship. Does that make sense? And that fellowship with God the Father and His Son Jesus Christ will be the source that drives forward the calling of being the disciple-making church. He has taken residence up in us through the Holy Spirit, meaning that we no longer need to go to a temple, a church, or even a mountain to have fellowship with Him, because we are the temples of the Holy Spirit, and we have fellowship with Him wherever we are. How awesome is that, guys? So let's make time for that every day to spend with the Lord in fellowship. Let's make time to spend together in fellowship with each other and with our Lord. So let's not spend a lonely Christmas. Let's spend Christmas together with Jesus, our Lord and Savior, and with one another. Amen? Can you stand with me as we pray?